بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 20th of June in the year 2021 الحمد لله we've completed the 13th week we're beginning the 4th month the 91st night that we're going through the exalted and illustrious life of the Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali ibn Abu Talib radiyallahu so moving on to number 16 with regards to his rank and it is the famous question who has the greater rank Sayyidina Uthman or Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu so the first thing to point out It is important to highlight that out of the glorious Khilafah al-Rashidin, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma have a higher status than that of Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhuma. But how do we know that? You can prove this from the following two authentic reports. Sayyidina Abu Naji al-Irbad radiallahu anhu, he relates that our beloved messenger said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Certainly, the one who lives long amongst you will then see lots of differences. Though stick to my sunnah and the sunnah of the Khilafur Rashideen al-Mahdiyina, the rightly guided, the rightly principled successors, bite onto that with your molar teeth. So let's look at this. So first, where is it recorded? In Abu Dawood, number 4607, Tirmidhi, number 2676, Hassan Sahih, Ahmad in his Musnad, 4-1267, Hakim in his Mustadrak, 1-95-7, Sahih, Zahabi, Sahih, Bazar, Sahih, Ibn Hibban, Sahih, Ibn Abi Asim, in his As-Sunnah, Mishkat and Udhs, Ibn Majah, number 42, Tabarani and Darimi relates it through another chain. Shaykh Albani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, states Sahih in Sahih, Sunan Ibn Majah. So it's a flawless report recorded in the Sunans and also in the Muslims. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned a few things in this hadith. He goes, certainly, meaning this will definitely happen. The one who lives long amongst you, talking about the Sahaba, will see lots of differences, meaning you're going to start to see ikhtilaf. Then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those stick to my sunnah, And the sunnah of the Khilafur Rashideen al-Mahdiyin, the rightly guided, rightly principled successes, bite onto that with your molar teeth. So here in the Sahih Hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling you the way out of the ikhtilaf. Stick to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided, rightly principled successes, i.e. the Khilafur Rashideen. So in this Sahih Hadith, what is the instruction? The divine instruction is to follow the Khilafah al-Rashidin. To follow them. The Prophet clearly highlighted that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically instructed us to imitate only two of them. When he said, Iqtadu. Imitate those two who come after me, Abu Bakr and Umar, radiallahu anhu. Iqtadu, imitate those two who come after me, Abu Bakr and Umar, radiallahu anhu. So where is this record? In Tirmidhi, number 3662-3 is Hassan, Ibn Majah number 97, Ahmad in his Musnad 5-382, Ibn Hibban number 6902, Sahih. Hakim in his Mustadrak, 3-75, Sahih, Zahabi, Sahih, Ibn Abi Asim in his As-Sunnah, number 1148-9, Tahawi, 2-83-4, Ibn Sa'ad in his Tabakat, 2-334, Khatib in his Tariq, Baghdad, 4-346, Al-Khalal in Al-Sunnah, 1-275, Mishkat and Udhs. Shaykh Albani, Rahmatullah Ali, states Sahih in Sahih Ul-Jam, volume 1, page 254. So this is another Sahih Hadith recorded in the Sunans and also in the Musnad. So the command is different now. Now the divine command is imitate, not follow. Imitate those two who come after me. Abu Bakr and Umar. Now look how interesting. Did the Prophet appoint his successors? And you say no. But this is the closest you get to it. Imitate the two who come after me. Abu Bakr and Umar. So this proves the status of Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhuma is greater than the status of Uthman and Ali radiyallahu anhuma. Why? Because we are told to follow the Khilafah Rashidin. But we are told to imitate only two of them. So imitate is a more stressed than following. So this is a good starting point. With regards to the question, who is more highly ranked, Uthman or Ali radiyallahu anhuma? Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah, he explained, rahmatullah alayh, in his Minhaj al-Sunnah 1-134, more than one of the Salaf and the Imams, such as Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Daruqutni and others, rahimahumullah, they have all said, whoever prefers Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu over Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu has then thought badly of the Muhajireen and the Ansar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is another clear sign of Uthman's superiority radiyallahu anhu, because they appointed him their leader willingly and on the basis of consultation. So let's break this down. So Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh, he's not his view, he's not even quoting his own view. He goes, most of the Salaf, that means most of the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Taba Tabi'in, no point putting your two pence in. Most of the Salaf and Imams, and he mentioned a few, Imam Ahmad, Imam Daruqutni, they said, if you believe this, that Ali is greater than Uthman, or you prefer Ali over Uthman, then you have thought badly of the Sahaba. Why? Because they appointed Uthman through Mashura. And they did it willingly without any force. So you have actually basically said, you know, calling it as it is, they all got it wrong. I've worked it out. Ali should have been. He's superior, radiallahu anhu. Consider Ali himself. What did he say about Uthman, radiallahu anhu? In Sifat al-Safwa 1-306, he was the one amongst us who feared the Lord the most. Subhanallah. He, I, Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu, was the one amongst us who feared the Lord the most. Now, who's telling you that? Ali. Yeah, this is the problem. People don't know who's saying these statements. So imagine if I said it. Well, it's really bad if I said it. Somebody goes, a saint said it. MashaAllah, it carries great weight now. It wasn't a saint. It was Ali. And what did he say? He was the most God-fearing amongst us. What does that mean? He's the best. Because that's what only thing Allah Ta'ala looks at, the taqwa. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what did he say? Radiallahu. When Uthman radiallahu anhu was appointed khalif, we had appointed as khalif the best of those who were left. And we did not fail to select the best. This is in Hakim in his Mustadrak ibn Sa'ad in his Tabaqat 3-63, Imam Suyuti in his Tariq al-Khulafa, page 166 of the English translation. So what did the great Ibn Mas'ud say? When we appointed Uthman the Khalif, we appointed the best of those who were left. And we didn't fail in this duty. So now you know better than Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah, he therefore clarified in Majmu Fatawa 3-101 to 102, the view of the Ahlul Sunnah is that the one who prefers Sayyidina Ali over Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma, he is a misguided innovator. But the one who prefers Sayyidina Ali over Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is mistaken. But they do not regard him as misguided or an innovator. So this is fascinating. So Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah, he's mentioning the view of the majority of the Ahlul Sunnah. So if somebody says, I believe Ali is greater than Abu Bakr, or I believe Ali is greater than Umar. He goes, you have been misguided, you're innovating, you're a bidati. But if a person says, I only believe Ali is greater than Uthman, then he said, the shuyukh said, you made a mistake. But you are not misguided, nor are you an innovator. Look at the difference. Why? Because the virtues of Uthman and Ali are on par. So somebody can genuinely make a mistake. But look what they've said. You've still made a mistake. But we won't go as far as to call you a bidati or one who's misguided. The reason being of the unending excellences of both these respected men, radiallahu anhum. Thus, if this is the case, then why can we still call those who prefer Ali over Uthman to be mistaken? So this is the point now. The scholars have said you've made a mistake. If you say Ali is greater than Uthman, you're not an innovator, you're not misguided, but you've made a mistake. But how can we say it's a mistake? Can't it be a view? Like you get a view amongst the scholars. Because there's texts. In Abu Dawud, number 4628, Tirmidhi, number 3707, Ibn Abi Asim, in his As-Sunnah, number 1190, Shaykh Al-Bani, rahmatullah alayhi, states Sahih in his checking of As-Sunnah, 2-567, Bukhari in his Sahih, number 3655 and 3697, relate similar. So this is a Sahih Hadith. Bukhari relates identically, not quite the same. But the Hadith is nevertheless Sahih in the Sunnahs. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, we used to say whilst Rasulullah was with us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the Prophet's Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after him is Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, radiallahu ta'ala. So let's look at this. So he says, Sahih Hadith in the Sunnahs. The Prophet has not travel to the barzakh yet. He's with the Sahaba. He said that he was still with us. And he said, we would say this. Who's we? The Sahaba. The best of the Prophet's Ummah after him is Abu Bakr, thumma Umar, thumma Uthman. So now an argument. You say, okay, it's a very weak argument, but some argue. He goes, yeah, but that's not what the Prophet said. That's the Sahaba. The Sahaba had kind of got together and this was their view. But the Sahaba can make a mistake. So there's two problems with that. One is, who are you? Right? Secondly, when the Sahaba get together, they make a mistake. So not one Sahaba now. You're saying Sahaba. But even that is put to bed. Why? Because there's another report which adds a very interesting detail. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would hear this and he would not oppose it. The Holy Prophet heard the Sahaba say this. We believe that the best after the Prophet in this Ummah is Abu Bakr. Then Umar, then Uthman. The Holy Prophet heard it and he didn't correct it. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is this recorded? In Imam Ahmad in his Musnad 2-124, Tabarani, Ibn Abi Asim in his As-Sunnah through many paths of transmission. Number 1194 to 97. Fath al-Bari 7-16-17. Shaykh al-Bari rahmatullah alayhi states Sahih in his checking of As-Sunnah 2-568-9. So even this addition is Sahih. So now think about it. So if a person persists, is I believe Ali is greater than Uthman. Now you understand the gravity of that. If Rasulullah heard the Sahaba and he didn't correct it, and you're saying something else, you made a mistake. The scholars say, we won't call you an innovator because of the great virtues of both these blessed souls. But you've made a mistake. Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah, he added something, rahmatullah alayh, in his Minhaj al-Sunnah 3-165. This hadith, i.e. in Bukhari, informs us what the companions believed at the time of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Abu Bakr was the best, then Umar, then Uthman, radiyallahu ta'ala. It was also narrated that the Prophet heard this and he did not deny it. Now look at the wording of Ibn Taymiyyah. This shows he's an imam. He's not quoting any texts. I've quoted it, so you understand what he's saying. He goes, it is narrated that the Prophet heard this, he didn't deny it. He's referring to the hadith I just quoted. Then he said, thus this superiority is proven by text, not logic. Is proven by text. And even if that were not the case, it would still be proven by the attitude of the Muhajirun and the Ansar at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any disapproval on his part, and by their attitude when Umar passed away, as they all swore allegiance to Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu, without any materialistic motive, without fear. And no one disagreed with his being appointed the Khalif. SubhanAllah. So Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah said, it's proven by text. So you got to keep quiet now. You got no say in the matter. But then he says, and even if it wasn't, but it is, we still know Uthman's greater. Why? Because all the Sahaba appointed him. Ali was amongst the six. Why didn't the Sahaba know these narrations that you're pulling out? They're the ones who taught us these hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because I found what you found. You found what your teachers didn't know. Who's become the teacher? Astaghfirullah. You've taught ill of them. And therefore he says, this is a proof, clear proof. Now what's interesting, Hafiz Khattabi made the following important point in his Ma'alim al-Sunnan, volume 4, page 279. So these are big scholars. Hafiz al-Khattabi, what did he say? The explanation of this hadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, is that he radiallahu anhu was referring to the seniors and elders amongst the companions, those whom the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to for advice when a matter concerned him. At that time, Ali was still young. Radiallahu. So stop in the report. Which report is he referring to? Abdullah ibn Umar. What did he say? We used to say, whilst Rasulullah was with us, the best of the Prophet's Ummah after him is Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. Then Umar, then Uthman. So Hafiz Khattabi said, one way to explain this, why wasn't Ali mentioned? It's because when he said we, he was referring to the older companions, those who are older, the uncles, like we say, the uncles. And then he says, the ones that Rasulullah would turn to. He goes, at that time, Ali was still young. Then he said, Hafiz Khattabi, Abdullah ibn Umar did not mean to belittle or disregard Ali, karramallahu wajh, or to deny his excellence after Uthman. Rather, his excellence was well known. It was not denied by Abdullah ibn Umar or any other companion. They only differed about whether Uthman came before him. The majority of the Salaf were of the view that Uthman did come before, and the majority of the people of Kufa were of the opinion that Ali came before Uthman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be well pleased with them both. There's the point. The majority of the scholars of Kufa said Ali is greater than Uthman. So they made a mistake. Simple as that. But very interesting. Kufa, why? Because Ali was with them. When Ali lives amongst you, you're going to have that special place for him. Radiallahu. So Hafiz Khattabi said, don't think ill of Abdullah ibn Umar. Because some people, they look at that hadith. He goes, look at that. Look at the hatred he's got for Ali. He goes, we got together and we said that Abu Bakr is the best, then Umar, then Uthman. He goes, didn't he even mention Ali? So our response is, because he's a nephew. You understand? The Rasulullah would go turn to the elders, those of his age group, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't mean to belittle Ali. Everybody knew his status, radiallahu. And then he went on to explain that the Salaf, the majority, believed that Uthman was great. And it's proven, obviously. So now, leaving aside all this, another proof that Uthman was greater than Ali is the following. In Ahmad Tabarani and others, Shaykh Albani rahmatullah alayhi states sahih in his checking of As-Sunnah number 1137-9. Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once informed his companions, radiyallahu ta'ala, I just saw in a dream, as though I was given the keys and the scales. So stop in the report. The Prophet himself had the dream. Normally people came to him because I've had a dream, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet ﷺ wasn't now, this is the opposite. He goes, I saw. And what was given to him? Two things. Keys and scales. The Prophet then said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was placed in one side of the scale and my ummah on the other side and I was heavier. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was placed on the scale and my ummah on the other, he was heavier. Subhanallah. Then Umar radiallahu anhu was placed against them and he was heavier. Then Uthman was placed against them and he was heavier. The scales were then taken away. One man then asked, Ya Rasulullah, where do we stand? He goes, wait, so what about us? You've only mentioned Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Antum haythu ja'altum anfusakum. You stand where you place yourselves through your efforts and your deeds. So let's look at this. So note, Sahih Hadith. Imam Ahmad said, whoever denies one single Sahih Hadith is on the verge of destruction. So the Rawafid not rejecting Sahih Hadith, rejecting books of Sahih Hadith. So Rasulullah had a dream. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was naturally heavier than the entire Ummah. We wouldn't even think twice over that. But what's shocking is, who was weighed against the entire Ummah? Who was not a Prophet? Abu Bakr. He was heavier. So what does that mean? Somebody goes, well, forget about Bacharin like this. Just the Sahaba themselves. Was he heavier than all the Sahaba? Yeah. What about us? Oh yeah, Sawar Kameez, right? T-shirt and jeans, right? Well, forget us, right? We're just this, you know, the froth. Astaghfirullah. He was heavier than all the Sahaba, yeah. All the Tabeen, yeah. All the Taba Tabeen, yeah. All the Siddiqs, yeah. All the Imams, yeah. All the Martyrs. What do you want me to say? Of course, yeah, they're all there. He's heavier, yeah. Umar weighed against him. He's heavier. Then who? Uthman. Who was on the other side of the scale when Uthman was being weighed? Ali by himself. Let alone Ali put all the Sahaba. Uthman's heavier. So look how interesting. The Sahaba heard this. They were shocked. Because Ya Rasulullah, where do we stand? In other words, how are we going to compete with this? And then look how interesting. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Antum haythu ja'altum anfusakum. You stand where you place yourselves, meaning you can compete, but not with these three. You could go ahead, have the competition. But when it comes to these three, gold, silver, bronze, you know, you can work out who's next after that. So yeah, Hadith. So what does that tell you? Ali's greater. And this is not to disrespect the quoting text. If you got a problem with this, don't have a problem with me. You got a problem with Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What were the keys? The Prophet was given two things. So somebody goes, well, I was listening to the hadith. You said keys. What's these keys? The keys refer to the treasures of the earth. So Rasulullah, look, he didn't even talk about it. You know, what was precious to him was the Sahaba. You know, he didn't start saying, oh, I got the treasures. I got the Roman treasures. You can see that he didn't give a monkeys about it. And there we go. Somebody goes, now who's precious to you? Sahaba or money? He goes, oh, brother, you bring me on spot there, aren't you? I'll sacrifice £20 for Sahaba. Yeah, mashallah. There you go. Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah, what did he say? Rahmatullah alayh. In Minhaj Sunnah 3-166, Imam Ahmad said, Rahmatullah alayh, the companions did not agree to swear allegiance to anyone as they all agreed to swear allegiance to Uthman. Now this is a very interesting statement. If I was to say to you, did all the Sahaba agree to pledge allegiance to Abu Bakr? And there you go, you're nodding your head, you're not even thinking what I'm saying. Did they? Right? And then he goes, no, they didn't. It took a while, then eventually they came around. Very good. Now you're thinking. Did all the Sahaba agree to pledge to Umar radiallahu anhu? No. They left it on Abu Bakr because, look, we don't know what to do. Please, you decide. Because maybe you're going to get upset. Imam Ahmad goes, Uthman is different. They all rallied around him. There was a consultation. No disagreement whatsoever. Imam Ahmad said, think about that. He goes, they did not agree. Who's they? The Sahaba. Did not agree to swear allegiance to anyone, as they all agreed swearing allegiance to Uthman. Meaning he has a special place with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said in Majmu Fatawa 3-101-2, Hafiz Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullahi, the Ahlus Sunnah are agreed that Sayyidina Uthman is of a higher status. Although this issue of Uthman and Ali is not a basic issue, such that one who differs concerning it is regarded as misguided according to the majority of the Ahlus Sunnah. Stop in the report. So Hafiz Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh, he's saying that if you differ, you say Ali is greater than Uthman, he goes, don't worry about it. You made a mistake. But don't get hot under the collar. But look what he said. According to the majority of scholars, meaning there's a view amongst the section of scholars said, no, you made a big mistake. So the majority said, just leave it. They love Ali, they love Uthman, that's the main thing. They preferred Ali over Uthman, leave it, they made a mistake. Some scholars said, no, we're not leaving it. This is a serious mistake. That's number one. Then he said, the issue concerning which the one who differs is regarded as misguided is the issue of Khilafat. The Khilafat. That is because they believe that the Khalif after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And whoever criticizes the Khalifats of any of these leaders is then more misguided than his people's donkey. That's what he said. Because you've got to separate the issues. When it comes to rank, that is the order. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. If you differ over Uthman and Ali, you made a mistake. According to the majority, according to a section, you've blown it. You've made a serious blunder. Leave that to one side. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Khilafat. Ali should have been the first Khalif. Then Ibn Taymiyyah said, now you're more misguided than your donkey. That's what he said. He's not misguided. Even a donkey is better than you. So don't confuse the two issues. There's rank and there's Khilafat. The following is also a most informative report to finish. In Ibn Asakir, Abdullah Ibn Abbas, he said, Kulthum, the daughter of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali Ibn Abu Talib, radiyallahu, Fatima's husband is better than my husband. So stop in the report. So who was Kulthum married to? Uthman. Look what she's put a request to her father. My younger sister's husband's better than my husband. Ali is better than my husband. She's came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept silent. Then after the short moment of silence, he said, your husband, Ali Uthman, radiyallahu, is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you need to know more about him, I will inform you. If you were to enter paradise right now and you see his station in paradise, you would believe no one amongst the people could ever have beaten him. And Kulthum smiled, radiyallahu. So basically he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a great and noble person. If you enter paradise and you see what Allah has got in store for him, you'd think, no chance. Nobody can beat my husband. Did he answer the question? Notice, this is the way the Prophet spoke. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be well pleased with these two elite and most honored souls and forgive us all for their honorable sake. Amen. The reason I spent a session on this is because people like discussing this, but they haven't got knowledge. I noticed that. Well, Ali's, you know, okay, Abu Bakr, okay, we give him Abu Bakr. Umar, yeah, but Uthman, I'm sorry, brother. Ali's got virtues like the stars. And you're listening to them and you're thinking, brother, you haven't quoted a single text. You're just coming out with your, like, you know, question time scenario. No text, there's the problem. If you quote text, I'll listen to you. And all I've done in the last half hour is quote a text. Now, for you to digest it. Not just text, the imams. Nice for you to digest it. Then the issue of rank and khilafah, two separate issues for you to digest it. But the key thing is we love them all. We don't have a problem with them. This is only with regards to the matter of rank and khilafah. But notice no difference at all with Abu Bakr and Umar. They were great amongst the noble four. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان ربي الحمد لله اللهم بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات تواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر